Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Well, like millions of us at middle age, are you an entrepreneur? Perhaps you presently own and operate a small business or are considering buying one or launching a startup. Maybe you're into multi-level marketing or some other form of home-based business. In effect, you're your own boss. In fact, most of all of us who work for a living to some degree are entrepreneurs, because by definition, a person who organizes, operates, and assumes risk for business ventures is an entrepreneur. And even if we work for someone else and receive a paycheck, we help organize our workday, and we certainly assume risk for our careers, our very own personal business venture, so we must effectively prioritize workload, complete assignments, and take initiative to demonstrate that we're contributing as much or more than we are paid. And my next guest, Dr. Carrie Driska, is here to speak to us as entrepreneurs, how to think more sharply, become more focused, and inspire others, and be more creative, and how to fuel our brain and body for entrepreneurial success, how to deal with life stresses while we're building and running our businesses or managing our careers. And she's also here to talk about how to diagnose causes and overcome them and banish entrepreneurial fatigue. And regular listeners will recall that Dr. Carrie Driska was a guest on our February 23rd program. Just to refresh your memory, here's her bio. Dr. Carrie Driska is known internationally as the functional medicine doc, and she holds doctorates in both chiropractic and neuropathic medicine. She's been in private practice since 1996 and is founder and principal of Functional Medicine Ontario, in her nation's capital city of Ottawa, and she's author of the acclaimed 2014 book, Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again, Fixing the Root Causes of Your Fatigue with Natural Treatments. And hello, Dr. Carrie, and welcome back to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Hello, Roy. It's such a pleasure to be back on your show. I love being interviewed by you.
Well, to be honest, isn't a lot of entrepreneurial fatigue simply caused by burning the candle at both ends, working long, stressful hours, and starting up or growing a business? I mean, that's got to be one of the causes of
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is one of the causes. And as an entrepreneur myself, I've been in private practice. My Lord, it's almost 20 years now that I've been in private practice. And sometimes I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, and sometimes I act more like the CEO. Yeah. But you're right, a lot of it really boils down to going through these periods of our lives, going through these periods of our business, where we really are trying to do it all and we're burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference between physical fatigue from overexertion and brain-based mental fatigue, as you call it, and which form of fatigue is more common among entrepreneurs?
Oh, that's a great question, Roy. So I would say that the majority of entrepreneurs and business owners out there suffer more from brain-based fatigue. So because they are using their brain as their number one tool to help run their business, their brain actually gets fatigued. So it's more mental fatigue that business owners and entrepreneurs suffer from, not so much physical fatigue. So when I have patients that come see me in my private practice at Functional Medicine Ontario, that's one of the things I'll ask them is, do you feel tired in your body, or do you feel tired in your brain? And sometimes people will say, like, well, I feel tired, but I also have, like, fogginess in my brain. It's just not as clear as it used to be.
Yeah, well, how does stress contribute to entrepreneurial fatigue, and what are some things that entrepreneurs can do to help keep their levels of stress in check? I know it's awful stressful starting up a business or even running one that's been around for a while. But
it is, yeah. And, you know, when we start our own business, it's a very exciting time until reality hits and you realize how much work and effort and blood, sweat, and tears it takes to run a successful business.
Yeah.
So most entrepreneurs are under tremendous amounts of stress. And so stress, one of the things that we know stress does to the body, there's been a lot of research by Dr. Robert Sapolsky. He's a researcher out of Stanford University.
I see.
And he shows that our main stress hormone is called cortisol.
Oh.
And when we're under tremendous amounts of stress, cortisol levels get out of balance, and it has a tremendous effect on the brain. Different areas of the brain actually start to atrophy or shrink.
Wow.
And that's not good for any of us entrepreneurs.
So
stress
management.
You might
end up a brain the size of a dinosaur, then we're in trouble.
So stress management is really critical, and I know that you know it. I know your listeners know it, but are they really doing it?
Yeah.
So in my program for entrepreneurial fatigue, I talk about some different stress management tips and techniques that entrepreneurs should be doing or trying. One thing is exercise is a really great way to get rid of the physical effects of stress out of
Amen.
Your body. And I don't know about you, Roy, but I really don't like to exercise. I really don't like to feel the burn in my muscles.
Well, I like moderate exercise, like walking. I'm not real great at that, lifting weights or running marathons, things like that anymore. I used to do distance running, but that was many years ago.
Yeah, so what I like to tell my patients and the entrepreneurs that see me, I like to tell them that it's really important for them to find an exercise that they love to do.
Yeah.
And so the exercise for me personally that I stumbled upon was boxing.
Oh.
I actually love to do boxing. I love hitting the heavy bag.
Just and so I you're know, not hitting your husband.
I'm not hitting my husband. I'm not sparring with other people.
Yeah.
But I'm hitting the heavy bag and...
Yeah.
And in order to be able to do that, I really have to focus on the bag so that I'm hitting it properly so I don't hurt my hands.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And when I do that, it causes me to shut my brain off.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But,
it's some kind of an exercise that will shut your brain down and
yes.
you won't be constantly thinking of your problems or your stressful situation, I would think, would be what you'd be looking for.
So that's what I find is difficult as entrepreneurs and small business owners, that we have a hard time shutting our brain off. It's constantly going.
Yeah.
And that's pretty normal for entrepreneurs, but to find an exercise where you can shut your brain off. So for me, boxing, I have to shut my brain off. I can't think about my business while I'm hitting the heavy bag.
I can
only focus on the one thing.
Yeah. Well, I know many of us entrepreneurs know we're tired and should take a break, but we feel like business won't get done without us. What are some of the most common forms of self-medication among entrepreneurs, and are they really effective antidotes to mental fatigue?
Well, a lot of entrepreneurs will self-medicate with caffeine, caffeine and sugar, sometimes alcohol.
Alcohol is not a very effective medication at all.
So we get jacked up on caffeine and sugar during the day, and then we try and calm down at night with some alcohol to try and get to sleep, to try and shut our brain off.
Yeah.
And
that supposedly kills brain cells as well.
You know, doing that every once in a while, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But if you're in a situation where you're doing that day in and day out, that will catch up with you. That will catch up with your body. That will catch up with your overall health.
Well, what are some of the most dire long-term negative impacts of chronic entrepreneurial fatigue? I know it kind of slowly burns out your brain, I think you say.
It does slowly burn out your brain. And I guess what I'd like entrepreneurs and business owners to know is that if they're suffering from entrepreneurial fatigue, that it is affecting their bottom line.
Yeah.
one degree or another. So it is affecting their business. So if your brain is not as sharp as it used to be, if you feel like you're just not on point, if you feel like you're struggling getting projects started or getting projects finished, or you're having struggles with your memory, these will all affect your business's bottom line to some degree or another.
Well, I noticed you've developed an entrepreneurial fatigue test that entrepreneurs can self-take to determine what are some of the items on there that they should look for in taking that test. But, you know, some of the issues that indicate you probably are suffering from entrepreneurial fatigue.
Well, the big one, and this is something that I'll ask to my patients that come see me in my private practice is, so Roy, I want you to think about this for yourself, and then for the listeners, I want you to take this test.
Yeah.
So I want you to rate your energy from 0 to 10. So 0 would be no energy at all, and 10 would be your batteries are fully charged.
Yeah.
So if you're not at 8 or higher, then you're suffering from entrepreneurial fatigue to some degree or another.
I see.
Like
now,
I said,
is this 8 to 10, does it have to apply all the time, or can you have periods when you're slow on energy and other periods when you have a lot of energy? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question, because for a lot of us, there are times during the day when we're really at our best, when we're really like in the zone.
Yeah.
And so when you take this test of rating your energy from 0 to 10, I would say on average, if you could average it out, where would you rate yourself?
I see. I know one of the good questions you have in there is your memory getting worse.
Yeah.
I know I often can assign that to a senior moment, but it may be more entrepreneurial.
You know, on our last interview together, I shared a little bit of my backstory that I was in private practice as a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And 15 years in a private practice, I decided to go back to school to get another doctor's degree to become
a
naturopathic
doctor. That's so impressive. I'm very impressed by that.
But oh, thank
you. Especially the fact you went to Chicago and were commuting back on weekends.
Yeah, I was commuting back and forth to Canada. So I really was burning the candle at both ends there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I noticed finally when I got back, when I was done with my program, I finished my board exams, and I was like back to normal life. One of the things that I really noticed was my memory was not what it used to be.
Hmm.
So going through all of that stress, going back to school, I like to say that it did burn out my brain. It burned out my memory. So my short-term memory, and it's a little bit embarrassing for me to admit this, that I would have patients coming in to see me, and I couldn't remember their names.
Oh, wow.
Or I couldn't remember the reason they were coming to see me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to physically open the file and see, okay, who is this person? What did I prescribe to them? Why are they coming to see me?
Yeah.
And I never had to do that before. And so that's where I really saw, like, wow, all of that stress really does affect your memory. And so, you know, we kind of joke about the typical senior moment, that having a hard time remembering a name or remembering where you put your car keys, or you pick up your cell phone and you forget why you even picked it up, or you walk into a room and you forget why.
You mentioned walking into a room and forgetting why. That seems to happen to me every once in a while. I'll go upstairs and I'll walk in, and why did I come up here?
So, you know, we kind of joke about these things as senior moments, but these are symptoms and clues that your brain is not performing at its best.
Yeah.
And there are things that can be done to help regain some of that memory back.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Well, let's say you were to go to your normal family physician, an MD, complaining of fatigue. How are most general practitioner MDs likely to diagnose and treat your symptoms? And is this treatment likely to cure the fatigue program long term? I know a lot of doctors aren't really that up on treating fatigue, are they?
So I would say the typical story that I hear from the patients that see me in my private practice, they'll go to see their family doctor, and their family doctor will do one of three things usually. So hopefully they'll run some basic blood work to at least screen you to make sure that you're not suffering from a thyroid problem, and that you don't have anemia. Like at a bare minimum, that should be done, some basic blood work. And oftentimes what happens is that blood work will come back as normal. And so the doctor will kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, everything is normal. Maybe we should try you on an antidepressant.
Yeah.
So they actually think that fatigue is caused by depression, and most of the time it's not.
I see.
And then one of the other things that can happen is a lot of times the patient will see their family doctor and the doctor will just kind of shrug it off and say, well, you know, you're under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
You're probably starting a burnout. You should take 3 months off of work.
Oh, yeah.
And as entrepreneurs, we can't do that. Well, first of all, we don't want to do that. And for a lot of people, they cannot afford to do that at all.
Yeah, and even if they're not entrepreneurs, it's pretty tough to go in and talk to your boss and say, I'm not really sick, or there's no medical emergency in the family, or et cetera, but I'd like to take 3 months off to regain my edge.
The third thing, Roy, that I commonly hear is, well, you should take a vacation.
Yeah.
And like that's just going to magically cure the fatigue.
Yeah.
And it's not.
No, it's not.
So unfortunately, that's usually how fatigue is handled.
Yeah.
In the medical profession. That's the typical stories that I see from patients who come to see me.
Well, let's say instead we were to go to you or another effective functional medicine doctor for diagnosis and treatment of chronic fatigue. How would your methods differ from the usual medical doctor's approach?
So when a patient comes to see me for the first visit, they're with me for about an hour. So right there, that's radically different from seeing your doctor and having like a 5-minute appointment.
Yeah.
We're together for an hour, and I'm really diving deep into the history as far as, okay, how stressed are you? When did this fatigue start? Did anything significant in your life happen around that time?
Yeah.
Sometimes people, their fatigue starts after stressful periods. That's a pretty common story.
Yeah.
Sometimes their fatigue starts, I hear this story from women especially, they've never had good energy since they had their last child. So their hormones have never bounced back.
Yeah.
And then another story I'll hear as I'm looking for clues. So my job is really like a detective trying to look for the clues.
Yeah.
I'll ask them about how many times have you been on antibiotics? Have you had any major illnesses, any stomach flus, any food poisonings?
Yeah.
Have you had a colonoscopy? And somewhere in there, I'll get the answer of, yeah, the fatigue started after that.
Yeah.
Because for some people, the fatigue is actually a problem in their digestive tract.
Yeah.
It's actually an infection in their digestive tract that's robbing them of energy.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me that you've identified, and I think in your book you identified 9, and now you've identified another 5 possible underlying causes of entrepreneurial fatigue. And I love the way in natural medicine you get to the cause and then you prescribe natural type solutions rather than just ordering an antidepressant or, you know, medicating a patient up. But
an antidepressant, you know, a lot of people have been there, done that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even want to touch an antidepressant because they know the fatigue is not actually depression.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we'll also cover is diet, exercise, stress management, getting good sleep. All of those basics are always critically important for a person to get their health back.
Yeah.
So that's also part of what I talk about in my entrepreneurial fatigue program.
Yeah. Well, once you've identified the root causes of entrepreneurial fatigue, in broad terms, what are some of the ways you suggest to keep our brains healthy? I know we can't get into specific prescriptions, being as you haven't diagnosed the patients and people that are on listening to this program. But what are some of the general type of solutions you propose sometimes that will work?
Yeah. So in very broad terms, focusing on diet, you know, making sure you're eating a good, healthy diet.
Yeah.
A lot of entrepreneurs sit at their desk all day long, and they maybe take 5 minutes for lunch.
Yeah.
And maybe they're on a liquid
diet.
They wolf
it down while they're at their desk doing something else.
Yeah, maybe their diet is a liquid diet that is, caffeine and milkshakes or something like that.
Yeah.
Caffeine or Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
So part of it is just giving them some tools to start to switch their diet over to a healthy diet. And then we talked a little bit earlier about stress management. So how can we get you to do some stress management on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Help keep your stress levels in check. So
yeah.
Simple things like meditation can be very helpful. And you could do an internet search, a meditation, and find millions of web pages. And just, you know, for some entrepreneurs, they literally have to book an appointment for themselves into their own calendar to say, okay, I'm booking right now 5 minutes for myself. I'm going to shut the door. I'm going to turn off all of my cell phones, my email reminders, my Facebook reminders, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to put the do not disturb sign on the door, and I'm going to take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do some meditation or just some deep breathing.
Yeah, it's so important that I know I point out in my book that if you want to renew your life at middle age, it's so important that you make an appointment for yourself to just concentrate on meditation or whatever is working for you in terms of tuning out all the distractions and all the busyness that we get involved in. And so that's a great idea. But tell us, you have this brand new product available, a special program called Entrepreneurial Fatigue, how to fuel your brain and your body for entrepreneurial success. And what do you include in that package? It sounds like you give a whole bunch of material that would be very helpful.
I do, yeah. That's a new program that I came out with to help entrepreneurs and business owners, and really it can be helpful for anybody with fatigue, I mean, to really be quite frank about it.
Yeah.
So in that program, I go into deeper detail than we're able to on our 20-minute interview today.
Yeah.
I go into deeper detail about the chemistry of the brain and then the diet that can be really helpful for entrepreneurs, all of the different stress management techniques, how you can get really good deep sleep every night so that you're recharging your batteries.
That's something I have trouble with all the time. I think I'm getting a hold of that.
And so my program is, it's actually a 90-minute audio. And so if you or your listeners are interested, it's a 90-minute audio where I'm being interviewed. And I go into all of these points in detail.
Yeah.
And so it's a program that you can do at home, that you can do at your own pace.
Yeah, great.
And that program is available at entrepreneurialfatigue.com. But personally, I find that it's difficult to spell the word entrepreneurial, so it might be easier to find it through my website at drcarey.com.
Yeah, I notice you also have some bonuses in that package, like Consumer Awareness Guide to Functional Medicine and Reclaim Your Energy. You give 3 bonus chapters from your successful book of that title, and 6 truths to hear about natural treatments for fatigue, and bonus. I like those resource goals and checklists and self-tests. There's a whole bunch of bonus material you include, I guess, in that package also.
Yeah, and there's more if you go to the website. I'm very happy to give all the entrepreneurs out there these tools so that they can have better energy, they can have a better, more focused and sharp mind so that they can perform better in their business and they are more successful in their business.
Yeah, well, on recent programs, we've been talking about the importance of energetic, optimistic attitude toward your business, career, relationships, and life in general. And whether you're an entrepreneur, it's no fun to be lacking in energy, stressed out, or down in the dumps all the time. And as related today by Dr. Carrie Drisga, the causes of fatigue are not always obvious, and combating fatigue can't always be cured simply by cutting back on the hours worked. And I highly recommend you visit Dr. Carrie's website, take her entrepreneurial fatigue test, and preview her brand-new fatigue product. And just in passing, if someone would like to consult with a functional medicine doctor like yourself in their own geographical area, how would we find one? Do you have a way that people can look for those kind of
Yeah,
positions?
So one of the nice things about all this technology that we have now is we can see patients from all over the world. So if patients are interested in seeing me, I have Skype appointments, I have phone appointments. I've had patients from all over the world that I see. But if you would rather see somebody in your local area, what you can do is go to the website for the Institute for Functional Medicine. I think their website is functionalmedicine.org.
Oh, I see.
If you can look that up for your listeners. But it's the website for the Institute for Functional Medicine, and they have a search option there to search for a doctor in your area that is trained in functional medicine.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that functional medicine doctors are not someone I was aware of before, but I love the fact that they concentrate on finding the causes rather than like putting a Band-Aid on on a current immediate problem, but really getting to the root causes of things. And I also love that natural approach as well, rather than just medicating. And I would highly recommend you visit Dr. Carey's website, drcarey.com, or what's that other website that you mentioned about the your new product?
Entrepreneurialfatigue.com.
Yeah, and that's entrepreneurialfatigue.com. You can find out all about that product, and you can preview it and learn how to think sharper, be more focused, and be more creative, and stop that burnout of your brain, because we all need one, and we can't let it burn out over time, or we won't have much many resources left to give the world. And thank you so much, Dr. Carey, and best of success with your new program and with your practice and with getting the word out that functional medicine is the way to go.
Thank you so much, Roy. It's been a pleasure being on your show again. I love being interviewed by you.
Well, thank you so much, and let's all have a great day and get that fogginess out of our brains and that fatigue and move forward. Well, from time to time, we like to call your attention to opportunities that may be attractive to adults at any age, especially those at middle age who may be trying to build a portfolio for retirement. And let me begin by asking you a question. Do you trade securities to generate current income? And I'm not talking about long-term investment, where you buy a stock like Apple and hold it as it appreciates over the years. And wouldn't it be great if you had bought it back in around 2009? But, of course, you want to appreciate over time under an investment strategy. You're not too concerned about short-term cyclical market swings. But what I'm talking about is trading securities, entering trades for short periods of time, from a few days or weeks to perhaps 6 months, attempting to time the market by routinely entering and exiting trades to generate streams of income. And astute traders take precautions and win more than they lose, regardless of whether markets are trending up or down. Some astute traders even are able to supplement their income while dedicating only a few hours a week to active trading. And what if you could retire from that job you don't particularly admire and live comfortably off trading profits alone? A few traders, like my next guest, become independently wealthy and achieve complete financial liberation over time. And let me ask you a second question. Do you trade options? Do you understand the benefits and added risks associated with trading them? Well, my next guest, Mark Dannenberg, is here to give us a quick primer on the trading of options, and he'll also tell us where we can go to learn a whole lot more. And Mark Dannenberg has over 30 years personal experience successfully trading options, credit spreads, debit spreads, and covered calls, all that good stuff. He's a speaker and educator who has taught thousands how to profit from trading options, and he's founder and CEO of Options Moneymaker, a comprehensive resource both for new traders looking for a place to start and for experienced traders seeking a better formula for success. And he's author of two books on trading, including his latest Amazon bestseller, The Art of Trading, More Profits in Less Time. And hello, Mark, and welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, let's start with some basics on the assumption that not everyone out there is fully knowledgeable on option trading. I know I wasn't until a couple of years back. What precisely is an option, and how is trading in options significantly different from just buying and selling stocks?
All right, so the very basic of it, you mentioned buying Apple, for example, and a lot of people like to trade stocks like Apple. There are several very high-flying, you know, very commonly traded stocks, but it's expensive to buy a lot of stocks. And so if you decide that you think a particular stock is moving higher and you want to take advantage of that, you buy the stock. If the stock is trading at $100, it's going to cost you $100 a share. Where trading an option comes into that is you can trade the option on that stock. And the option actually gives you the right to buy the stock, but you don't actually own the stock. But you can still benefit in the appreciation value of that stock.
Yeah.
But the option is going to cost you a fraction of the stock itself. So where the stock may be $100, you may be able to buy an option on that stock for, say, $6, $7, $8, $10.
Yeah, and you can buy it. They're generally sold in contracts of 100, aren't they? So you're basically like controlling 100 shares of that rather than just one.
That's right. So if I wanted to buy one contract of an option, I would control 100 shares of the stock.
Yeah.
If I wanted to buy 100 shares of the stock and it's selling for, say, $50, it's going to cost me $5,000 to buy the stock.
Yeah.
If I buy the option on that and buy one contract, it may only cost me $500 in order to take advantage of the same appreciation value in the stock.
Well, there are two basic types of options, puts and calls. And what are the definition of a put and a call? What's the difference between the two?
Sure. The very simple explanation is calls increase in value when the stock price goes up, and puts increase in value when the price of the stock goes down. So options are a great way to make money whether the market is going up or down, and if you know how to take advantage of that, you can buy puts, you can buy calls, and you can take advantage of the appreciation in the market or the depreciation in the market.
Yeah, well, what is the strike price of an option, and how are strike prices set?
So strike prices are essentially the price point that you're going to be buying at. So if if a stock is trading at $50, I can buy the $50 strike. And that's basically saying that I have the right to buy the stock at $50.
That would be at the money,
in
fact.
That would be at the money. Yes, that's exactly right. And then strikes, depending on the price value of the stock, are set in $1, $5, $10, or $25 increments usually. And so I could buy the $50 strike, or I could buy the $55 strike, or the $60 strike. They're usually set in 1 to 25 point increments.
I see. Well, options are listed by month and have an expiration date. And what day of the month do the options expire, and why is this so important?
So it's very important to realize that options have a limited lifespan. It's like holding a melting ice cube in the palm of your hand. Eventually, it's going to just cease to exist. And they cease trading on the third Friday of the calendar month. That's when options expire.
Yeah, that's right. And that adds, obviously, an additional element of risk, which isn't present as much in a stock, which obviously you can hold as long as you want to, as long as it doesn't go to zero and become worthless. But when you buy an option, I know you pay or receive a premium, or you sell an option, you receive the premium. If you buy it, you pay it. And that's comprised of two elements. And what are the two elements you're paying for with that premium when you buy the option?
Well, every option is priced at a point where it has both intrinsic value and extrinsic value. And the extrinsic value is the time value of the option. So the time value decays the closer you get to expiration. It decreases the value of the option. So if you are the buyer of an option, that's actually working against you.
Yeah.
But that can be a strategy some people have. But if you're the seller of an option, if you sell to open and take premium in, the decaying time value of that option is actually one of the things that helps you be profitable on those options.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then the intrinsic value is just the value of the option that defines how much it is in the money.
That would be the stock price less the strike price, I guess, would be your intrinsic value.
Yes, there you go.
Well, they talk about delta on options. What is an options delta?
Okay, so a delta is basically a value that says that the option is going to increase or decrease in value at the rate of delta for every $1 change in the underlying stock. So if the delta value is, say, 45, and the stock goes up $1, the value of the option is going to go up 45 cents.
Yeah, I see. Well, what's an option chain, and where do we go to obtain one for a particular stock of interest? I know that gives you about all the information you need to, or a lot of the information you need to determine which option to buy and or sell or whatever.
That's exactly right. Every online trading platform, any broker that you may trade with online, like Option House, Thinkorswim, Options Express, you go to their platform and you look up the options chain. And the options chain is going to list for you all of the expirations and all of the strikes and all of the pricing of every option that is available to trade.
So that's
basically where you start to find all the information you need to know what to trade.
Well, what if I'm brand new to options and want to begin trading them? Do I need to obtain permission from a broker before I can do that? Or how do I obtain this permission? And is it easy to obtain? Or how do I get a broker to say I can trade with them?
Well, it's actually pretty easy. You have to fill out an application to have option trading authorization. But that's basically a conversation with the broker. Tell them that you want to start out with some basic options trades, and they'll give you the proper authorization to trade options on their platform. But beyond that, it's important that you have a good foundation, good education foundation. So you need to understand at least enough about option basics. And it's many of the things that you're asking about, expirations, strikes, delta, calls, puts. If you have a good basic understanding of option basics and the characteristics of options, then you're ready to start really learning strategy.
Yeah, but it's so important that you keep in mind that expiration date, because if the option is not sold or exercised prior to the X date it expires, worthless. You're basically throwing your money down a tube, I would guess.
There's a lot of truth to that, but there are actually some strategies where you want to be able to get near expiration date, because if your strategy is one like many that we teach at Options Moneymaker, it's an advantage to you to have the value of those options decay away to nothing, because actually a profitable trade for you.
Well, we don't have time to go into great detail, but what are a few of the key success elements that for option trading? What are some of the things you need to be able to do or undertake to succeed at it? I know it's a new field for me, but
I think you have to have a very, very basic, and I mean very basic, understanding of charting. And that's something we teach. There is just one very simple technical indicator that we teach most of our beginning students to use, and it's a great way to determine what the likelihood is of the market or this particular stock or index moving higher or lower. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, in terms of basics, is, as I already said, have a basic understanding of the characteristics of options. But then after that, you have to identify a strategy that you want to become intimately familiar with. One of the failure points of a lot of options traders is that they try to become experts in everything. They try to trade multiple strategies. They don't really understand what they're doing, but they're just kind of dancing in and out of multiple different varieties of strategies. So we promote understanding one particular strategy and getting very intimate with that.
Yeah, you have to have various stop loss factors in place, I would think, too, to prevent, you know, from losing. Obviously, you're not going to win every time, but you can limit the losses if you know what you're doing, and you can lose a lot more if you don't.
Yeah, if you really understand what you're doing, then it's well beyond just stop losses, which is one way of trading. We actually don't trade using stop losses at all.
I see.
What we do is we teach our clients how to use one particular strategy, which is a credit spread strategy. It's one of the most basic, simplest trading strategies in options.
Yeah.
And we teach them how to identify when to get into that trade and when it's most appropriate to get out of the trade. But we also teach them how to manage and adjust the trade when necessary. If you can understand those three to four basic things, you can be very successful as an options trader.
That's interesting. Well, what about those of us who have full-time jobs and normally can't be around technical charts and the computer and trading platforms when the market's open? Is it possible to trade options profitably by, say, placing advanced contingent orders two or three times a week during the evening, or can you do it that way?
Well, you can be, but... The most effective way, and I usually find even people who are very busy, active people who own businesses, run small businesses, even retired people who don't want to spend their time in front of the computer, they'll generally be able to find 15 minutes or so during a market to look at a chart. And what we promote is that people can be successful in just 15 to 30 minutes a day if you trade a simple program. We only give people three charts to look at. So you look at those three charts every day. You'll understand immediately whether there's an opportunity. And then you open your positions and you put them on an automatic close so that they can close for a profit when you're away from the computer.
Oh, yeah. You always want to do that. No, certainly people could take 15, 20 minutes out from their lunch period or their coffee break or whatever they might be doing during the day, I would think, to take a look at the markets and see what they're doing. That shouldn't be too big a burden on anyone. So that's pleasing to hear that you can do that without, you think of these day traders that sit in front of the computer all day and try to trade every few minutes trends. That's not something I'd want to do, but
you
don't
have to.
Yeah,
you can certainly do that. But that's not the type of trading that is really going to be for the majority of people. Most people don't want to sit in front of the computer all day staring at the computer screen.
I mean,
this is what I love to do, but I don't want to do that myself. So I like to help traders learn how to trade and simplify their trading, but still be able to grow a pretty sizable account.
Well, as a final question, you mentioned on your website three simple questions to answer every day on each position to know exactly what action to take or not take. What are those three questions that you should ask yourself?
You know, one of the biggest challenges for traders is knowing when to take action. And they develop all sorts of fear and anxiety and emotions around not knowing and the uncertainty. And so the three questions I teach people to ask are, number one, do I have a profit in the position? I mean, it sounds overly simplistic, but if you don't have a profit in the position, there's really no decision to make on that position right now based on that view. Number two, the second question is, do I have risk on my position? Do I have price pressure on my position? The types of trades we're trading, we want to remain out of the money, and we teach people what that means and everything.
Yeah.
But if it's still out of the money, there's no reason to take any action on the position. If there's no profit, it's still out of the money, it really is just in a waiting mode, waiting for a profit to come to you. And then the third question is, do I have time pressure? You emphasized it earlier, you don't want to get to expiration or run out of time. So we measure time pressure as being in expiration week. If we still have more than a week to expiration and we don't have a profit and we don't have price pressure, it's as simple as 5 minutes looking at your positions and walking away. You're done. That's it. There's nothing else you need to do.
Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about your optionsmoneymaker.com website and some of the products you offer. I know there's a fascinating range of potential products that people can purchase, or you even have some free resources on there. Tell us a little bit about some of your offerings on your website.
Well, we have a product and service that we recommend that most people who are interested in trading options start out with. And I actually recommend this for newer traders as well as more experienced traders who may just be trying to find a better level of success.
Yeah.
And it's called our Profit Builder Program, Profit Builder.
Sure.
And people can learn more about it, about that program specifically at ommprofitbuilder.com. But essentially, we provide 6 months of hand-holding for someone who wants to learn how to trade options. And we do that through a daily 15 to 30-minute video that we send to each of our subscribers describing what's going on in the market, asking those same three questions on each of the positions that we hold open. And it includes us sending out emails with trades that we are placing, so people can not only learn how to trade, but they can specifically follow along with our trades, and they get an education video explaining those trades to them.
Oh.
So we give them a six-month program, and it's
great.
Just $595. So it's pretty inexpensive to learn over a six-month period.
Yeah, and that would be well worth it if you're making good money on your trades. And you also have a very popular book, The Art of Training More Profits in Less Time. Where would we go to purchase that?
Amazon.com. More profits. The Art of Trading More Profits in Less Time on Amazon.com. And it gives you a good overview of many of the other types of strategies and programs we have, too.
Yeah. You have a number of other, like an Ultimate Profit Program and some webinars and a number of other offerings on your website. And once again, what's that the general website address that people can go to?
OptionsMoneyMaker.com.
Yeah, it's just all one word, optionsmoneymaker.com. I found that a fascinating website. And in conclusion, I note the subtitle of Mark Dannenberg's book is Cash Flow, Retirement Security, and Financial Liberation. And come to think about it, these are precisely the three elements, along with good health, commitment to life, and loving relationships that all of us need and seek out in our middle years and beyond. And wouldn't it be great if you could rely on Mark's strategy and the art of trading and his website to learn the formula to take care of your finances, both now and in retirement, if you become financially liberated so you can concentrate on enjoying life to the fullest, loving others, and serving them with no need or expectation of financial reward in return. And I highly recommend you go to Mark Dannenberg's website and check out those resources, and also check out his book, The Art of Trading, on Amazon. And thank you, Mark, for this most enlightening interview. I know we didn't have time to get very deeply into it because it's a real complex subject, but then again, you make it pretty simple, I guess, if you follow the guidelines and do as you suggest, and there is good money to be made in options.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And we'd love to help anybody who has an interest.
And that's it for today. Tune in next week to learn out how not to let people psych you out. And as we near the holidays, always keep in mind that middle age can be your best age.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.